Welcome to Smiling Homeschooler Podcast. My name is Ben Wilson, and we are back with another great episode this week. My dad, Todd, just got back from a convention in Fort Worth, Texas, and while he was there, he had some great conversations with homeschooling moms. These included questions about whether or not you should homeschool your child even if they want to go to school, if it's okay to just graduate your child even if they haven't finished everything, what counts as 180 days of school, and a few others. This should be an encouraging episode, and we hope you enjoy. Before we begin, we just want to say thank you to Teaching Textbooks for helping make the Smiling Homeschooler possible. They're an amazing math curriculum, and we believe they are one of the best out there. So if you haven't checked them out already, you should go support them and look at a free trial over at teachingtextbooks.com. Also, thank you to Homeschooling Today magazine for supporting what we do. They're another fantastic source of homeschooling encouragement, so please go subscribe to their magazine at homeschoolingtoday.com. Lastly, another great way to help support the Smiling Homeschooler is to leave a review on whatever podcast app you listen on. This is a great way to help spread the word and would really encourage us and other homeschoolers. But all right, let's get going. Here's my dad, Todd Wilson.
Well, it has been a couple of weeks because we're busy, busy, busy here. In the last couple of weeks, I went to Florida. I went to Florida twice, actually. Wherever I was last week, I can't even remember. Texas. I was in Texas, the Texas Homeschool Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. Super fun. And this week I'm getting ready to leave in just a day or so to the CFHE, or the Christian Family Home Educators. They're in Spokane, Washington. If you're gonna, if you're in the area, I'd love to chat and you know, be an encouragement to you and be encouraged by the conversation we'll have with you. So, Ben, I don't even know what you talked about the last couple of weeks. Did you like do reruns?
Yeah,
what did you do?
We played a couple good interviews. We hadn't done it yet, but we had Jenny on over a year or almost a year and a half ago.
Jenny,
we played
Rich
that one.
From
yep,
1,000 hours.
1,000 hours, and then Kathy Cook. I used hers again because I think that's a great one from the Great Smarts talking about that, and it was really good. So, yeah, hopefully you listened to them and enjoyed them. But yeah, it's been a couple of weeks, like you said. I mean, we were also down in Texas actually this last weekend, which is kind of a weird coincidence for a wedding, which was fun. It was our first, flight with Miles, our new baby, and he's been doing good and did great, so that's good. But man, we are super tired just across the board at the moment. So trying just to, not ruin the kids, or at least to feel like we're ruining the kids, and just survive at the moment. But it's short short time. It doesn't last long, so we're trying to remember that. But so that's where
but
we're
it
at.
Is also like the weather doesn't help. We've had like really pretty weather, but it was just like cold, yucky. There was frost on the ground, I think this morning or yesterday morning, and it just is like can't make up its mind. Even when we were in Texas, where it's supposed to be hot and humid and sunny, like the day of the wedding that you went to, it just rained all day long. I think the high was like 58.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And it just felt like it just was not
nasty.
Good. So,
but I mean, I think the fun part about convention, right, is conversations. That was kind of your main, our main topic this week was just, there's the best part, as we've talked about in the past, is getting to talk to homeschooling moms. There's so many like-minded people, so many moms there that are, looking for answers, but also curriculum and listening to speakers, be encouraged. But you always get to have some great conversations, and it sounds like you had a few that were stood out to you. What were some of the things that stood out this last week, and where were you wanting to go with some of those conversations you had?
The whole thing. Well, for first of all, again, I'm just reminded again just how powerful homeschool conventions are. This is our second really one of the season, and now we're skipping across the weekends from convention to convention, and they're just so encouraging. And the conversation that I have with lots of people is how do we get you as a mom who's never been maybe to test out the waters? Because I think once you've tested out the waters, you'll never not go again. So if you're still kind of on the fence, it's never too late to make arrangements. I know that in a couple of weeks we'll be a big one down in Pigeon Forge with the Teach Them Diligently. It'll be a great conference. Or again, like I said, I'm going to be in Spokane, Washington. If that's your neck of the woods, You can sign up yet tonight. It will be encouraging. You get to see all the different curriculum, and you buy things, and you talk to people. But what is always encouraging to me is just that the friendships that people make, just standing or sitting next to somebody. There were two moms. I mean, I had lots of conversations. And we're going to talk about some of them tonight. But there were two moms who were like, they were chatting back and forth. They came up to our table or our booth, and they're asking questions. And I said, so are you best friends? And the lady said, no, Matt, at the last workshop, you know, and we were just talking. That's awesome. And we just walked around together, and it was just so cool. You know, maybe they're in a like-minded stage or same age kids, or for whatever reason. I think they were both new homeschoolers. So it was just cool to see them kind of do the journey together. But what I told Ben is I had a couple great conversations with different people and different moms. And I know it's always interesting to me because the moms come up to me and they think they're sharing something with me that I've never heard before. Or they think that, like, I'm the only one facing this little dilemma. And I even told one of the moms, I said, you know, this conversation we're having right now, I'm going to share it on our podcast probably this week, because it was just one of those that I know other moms feel as well. So I have just three conversations I thought we could talk about. And the first one was this. A mom came up to me and she was, you know, she was obviously passionate. She'd only been homeschooling for a couple of years, and for whatever reason, her daughter told her she'd like to go into middle school, junior high, high school. I don't even know what grades those are anymore. but there was no middle school when I was a kid. So she put her in school. And she said, I just have this check in my spirit that it's not the right thing. She's been there all year. She said, in fact, she said, I just dropped my daughter off at school like this morning on the way to the conference. And my daughter said, what are you doing today? And I said, I'm going to a homeschool conference. And she said, why are you going to a homeschool conference? We don't homeschool anymore. And she goes, because my heart still says it's the right thing to do. And so she came up to my booth and we just had this conversation. And it was just such a great conversation. She said 4 years ago, she had been at a homeschool convention. I don't know why she went. She went homeschooling at the time. And she said, one of the speakers said, you need to, if you've got your kids in school, you need to take them out and homeschool them. And she said, I just felt like that God to me. And she said, I did it. And she said, it was a great experience. And she said, now I just feel like I've done the wrong thing.
Meaning putting them back in.
Putting them back in school. And so basically I just said, well, I think you should do what you're already telling me you think you should do, you know? And I said, you need to pull your kids out and pull your homeschooling again. And so there are lots of moms, I guess, who feel that way. You know, they've just put a lot of weight in their kids' desires. I don't know, Ben, you know, you were a homeschool kid. Did you ever have that feeling like you should go to regular school?
Not so much, just because I didn't really have, you know, a ton of, it wasn't like I already knew that I wanted it or I had already been at it. And so I was just like desperate to get back or anything like that. But I do wonder, like, how much do you think a child's anger or trying to avoid that anger or theoretical anger plays into it? You know, I mean, I think a lot of them are worried that their kid's going to hate them, you know, or they're going to be so unhappy and resent them for it. How does that ever play into effect of any decision you make? Or do you just think that doesn't even matter?
Mine?
Or yeah.
No, what's, I feel how like do you it's think my you approach job to that? Make you angry
yeah.
and resentful.
Well, hey, well done.
I used to say that you guys, it's my job to, you'd say, you're ruining my life. And I'm like, that's my job, you know? So I didn't feel that. But I think a lot of parents do feel that. They feel like that. And I know sometimes
because
your mom
you see them sometimes.
Way,
like, you do come across people who just hate their parents because of some decision they made. But often there's more at play than just, you know, hey, I think this is the best
thing. I think
that's
totally that. I don't think it's for decisions they made. I think it's for maybe the lack of communication in that decision. or for the silliness of that decision. I know people who were like, you know, back in the day, you know, they wouldn't let their kids go to the movie theater. But now they could watch a video at home, but they wouldn't let them go to movie theater. And a lot of kids are like, well, what's the difference? You know, and so when you can't explain it, the first thing you do is you get out and go to a movie theater. Or other things, you know, like, well, we're going to homeschool no matter what. If you just like shut down your kids and you don't talk to them. I mean, there were plenty of times where we just said to our kids, you know, can you just hang in there with me? We're doing the best we can. And this feels like it's the right decision. And then we acknowledge that there are some drawbacks. I know it's hard. I know you can't. But, you know, this, we could not live with ourselves if we did this, you know. And so, again, I think you're totally right. I know for this mom, and maybe that was playing in with her, I think for her, she wasn't broadcasting into the future. She was saying, I don't want to make my daughter unhappy, you know. And I don't know who coined it, but someone once said, a parenting guru said, you know, God's more concerned with our holiness than our happiness. I think there's truth in that. I think the holiness leads to happiness. I don't know if they can even be separated. But, and I'm not going to give all the arguments for why you should put your kids in school, but I will say, if you're feeling that tug that you should, your kids should be homeschooled, then moms, you need to homeschool your kids. You know, and then talk to your kids. If you have to drag them back out, you say, hey, you know, we're going to do this again. I know there's some things you don't like about it. What don't you like about it? And they go, well, I never get to see any friends. And then you say, well, you know, well, some of those friends we're going to let you see again. Some of them you're never going to see again. You know, so say goodbye.
And the reality is, of the two of you, you know, the parent is the one that is going to know better long term, at least at this moment. You know, I mean, your child, especially if they're 10, you know, the chances that they actually know long term what's best for them is very low compared to you with your experience, with your love for your child. You know, I mean, you may, and it may even be not perfect. You know, there might be parts that were, you know, there is some anger there, whatever it may be. But if God has that for you and you believe that, then, I mean, you have to listen to it and you have to do it, even though it is, it can feel scary in the moment for sure, or even even for a long time. But if you believe it's true, then I think that's important. As John Candy from Home Alone said, kids are resilient, you know? I don't know. Is that him who says that?
That's a great
moment. A couple weeks of counseling, he started talking
again. That's a great moment. Yeah, that's right. You know, and I think that's, you know, the thing is, I would guess almost that, you know, that same daughter, once her mom does that, one day somewhere down the pike, you know, 10 years from there, 20 or 30 years from now, we'll say, thank you for doing that. I mean, there are a lot of kids who don't understand it in the moment. How could they? Like Ben said, they don't have the perspective. They can't see forward. I mean, every kid says, oh, it won't affect me. That's not true. That's a lie. You know, I gave her the book, Lies Homeschool Teens Believe, that we offer. You know, in there, it addresses all those things that sometimes teenagers often assume to be true and they are not true. So again, mom, if you're feeling, maybe you've put one of your kids in school and you're not sure about it, or you know you don't like it, just do what you know God would have you do. You know, I am here to tell you, I believe that's God speaking to you. Just do it. I know a lot of moms and dads who talk themselves out of it, you know, without even trying, you know, so just do it. There was another mom who talked to me along the same lines, thinking she wasn't sure if she should keep homeschooling her kids because she had a single child. And she was, I mean, through a lot of tears, she was like, I just feel like my daughter needs more friends and I'm, you know, keeping her out a little separate. But again, she still felt the desire that her child needed to be homeschooled. And I would tell you, to all you single child moms, what a great place to have your kid, you know? And I told her, and I would tell you, you will have a special relationship with that child that really few others have, you know? And really what you're training them to do is that their happiness or their friendships one day will come from their own families as they have. Because, you know, if you're always giving them other friends and think, well, you need it to be happy, you have to have other people in your life, they will struggle later at being home. They will think they need to have other people in their lives, sometimes at the neglect of the people who call them mom and dad and honey.
And obviously that's not all friends, you know, at all. It's just all the time is the, I think, the thing that's easy to think you want or is important. But, you know, obviously from this, we know homeschooling co-ops are great. There's, you know, great other ways, church friends, there's lots of ways you can meet other people. And yeah, I think community is super important. Cause it, you know, being isolated is tough. I mean, you need people around you lifting you up, encouraging you. And I think that is important, but, obviously your family is the most and first part of that. And then it goes from there, but, let's do
a quick... again, I think a lot of parents feel, oh, my son or daughter is so social. They have to be around people. Mm-hmm. Don't fall for that. That's just not true. You know, everybody's around people all the time, whether they're at church or other things. It's okay not to be with kids all day long during. It's not even just okay, not okay. It's even good.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Real quick, we just want to say thank you to Teaching Textbooks for helping make the Smiling Homeschooler possible. If you're at a homeschooling convention, or if you're going to attend, they are basically at every convention. So if you ever want to check it out, talk to someone who's used it, that's a great way to learn more about Teaching Textbooks. You can also check out their website. They have a free trial. They have family plans so that you can use it, you know, different grades. It works on any device that has an internet browser, so it's super easy to access and it's very independent, so your child can work on it without you having to help every step of the way. So a great math curriculum, great company. Check them out, teachingtextbooks.com.
You know, we also want to thank Homeschooling Today magazine, and I was just over at their website, and again, they have a great podcast. It's a weekly podcast, and I was just reading their most recent episode, Language Arts Naturally, by Kay Chance, and it says, do you ever feel like you spend most of the day teaching language arts? There's so much involved with phonics, reading, spelling, vocabulary, writing, and more. What if you could simplify and streamline the process? Today's episode, Kay shares how teaching language arts naturally does just that. And again, it's all part of their Homeschool Boldly podcast and their philosophy. And you will be encouraged not only by the magazine, but all the great things they have are over at homeschoolingtoday.com. Hey, and while Ben was saying, another one of those conversations I had, a mom came up to me and said, Todd, I know you, and I had her talk to my wife because she knew more than I did. She said, I know you say Teaching Textbooks is the greatest math program ever and that you highly recommend it. And I said, yeah, that's true. She goes, but I just can't seem to make it work with my one child. And, you know, and basically at the end I said, hey, you know what? Even great things don't fit everybody. So even the people at Teaching Textbooks would say, hey, find, it's like the people at Macy's with it. They're in Miracle Street. If man can have it, Gimbals will get it. You know, they don't, no one curriculum thinks they're the only answer for everybody. So you don't have to feel guilty for trying other things. But again, we have partnered with Teaching Textbooks because we think it's a great fit for just about everybody.
Yeah. Well, you had one other conversation that you wanted to highlight. Which one was that?
Well, really, even as you were talking, I thought, man, I had other conversations I wanted to say.
Well, you mentioned one was someone who, husbands may not be sure about homeschooling, that's a real challenge that, you know, a lot of people are dealing with.
I'm going to save that. I'm going to save one, Ben, because that's a good one. Because there was another one that I wrote it kind of secondly to you, but it was this. One mom came up to me and she was super, you know, just distraught because she said, you know, my son is about ready to graduate. I just don't know what to do. You know, he's gotten a girlfriend or maybe a friend who is a girl. He's texting all the time. He's not getting anything done. We're at the very end, and you know, he's just kind of stuck in his math. And she said, you know, I told him early on that you will not graduate unless you get this finished, you know. And she goes, I'm just tired of fighting him and tired of doing all this. And, you know, I don't know what she expected me to say, but I don't think she expected me to say, well, tell him you're wrong and that you're going to graduate him, you know, because I think she wanted me to go, you know, well, you just stick in there and you say, I don't care if you're 43, if you don't get through our school, this math program, you know, you're not going to graduate. And that is not an uncommon thought. I hear parents say that all the time. But here's the deal. You know, what does that accomplish? You know, just to say that you drew a line and you enforced it all the way to the end. There are times when you do that, but maybe this is not one of the times. And I told the mom, you know what, I think what I would do is I would just go to him and say, hey, you know, I was wrong, you know, and not to begrudgingly graduate him. Because I know there are a lot of people listening right now who are like, well, my kid's not done with his, you know, senior project. And if he doesn't get a senior project done, he's not going to graduate. Maybe there's just a time where you say happily, you fulfilled all the requirements of our homeschool and you have graduated. I know with one of our children, we kind of said that. Mom kind of got just was done teaching. They were done learning in our school. They were ready to move on and learn lots more, and they continue to learn. But we kind of said, it's time to graduate and it's time to get some other things, you know, in your life kind of taken care of, and we did it joyfully. But I think there are some who draw such hard lines. I mean, I read them today over at Facebook, moms who said, you know, they're not gonna stop the year, you know, no matter what time it is. If we have to go through all summer if they don't get their compositions done, you know, and I just think there's a time where we say, we're done.
So do you think, you know, what about if this kid was 17, you know, I mean, like, where's that cutoff for you? I mean, because I do think you cannot just say, hey, well, kid who only cares about something else now, you know, you're just, I mean, maybe you can, maybe it is at any age that they don't want to anymore. But I mean, that's obviously probably going to be at 7, you know, when they don't want to do it. So, you know, where's
7
that?
7 sounds like a good time to graduate.
Yeah, exactly. So.
No, of course not. Of course not. You know, but I'll just say if it's their senior year, if it's their graduating year, you've already been talking about it. Or, you know, again, you get to decide, moms. All the Amish people in our area graduated eighth grade after the eighth grade. You know, there was a mom I talked to somewhere, I don't know if it was this year or the end of last year, whose son was working on the farm, was going to be a farmer, and he was 16 years old. She said he's learned everything he can. Then he's done. You know, that's the beauty of homeschooling. With purpose. And so the thing is not just to, if they put up roadblocks, that you graduate them. The thing is that if you think they're ready to graduate, then you can let them be graduated. Not because of some arbitrary requirement that you have put before them.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I think that makes sense. I mean, I don't know what the Amish, like, what do they technically, I mean, they didn't get a high school diploma, so I guess they just have a, you're done, you're
they don't need
Amish
a high school
now.
Don't need a high school diploma. By the way, as Ben brought that up, you know, the same mom was saying, well, you know, I already told him if he, you know, and his dad said if he didn't want to do the diploma, he can get his GED, you know, and I'm like, I said, I wouldn't have him get his GED. You know, your diploma basically says, you know, in your state, is once they've fulfilled the requirements of your high school, that's the diploma they get. A GED basically says you're a high school dropout, you know, and that you had to go back. That may not be the case, but whenever you say those words, that's what everybody thinks. I'm not a big fan of the GED. I know some people like to do that, but I don't think it, carries weight of success, it kind of sounds like you had some troubles along the way.
Right.
So I wouldn't do them.
Yep. And I mean, people, I mean, I have a coworker who uses that disclaimer all the time. It's like, well, I never graduated. I just have a GED. But I'm like, you did. Your mom just didn't give you the diploma. So you think you didn't graduate for some reason. But they were confused on how that worked back in the day, I guess, in Michigan, and thought you couldn't get a diploma or something, which is just a shame because he's definitely held that weight of that for, you know, decades now at this point, and it just kind of
sucks. Let it go. Hey, one more thing, and I know Ben's ready to close us down, but I was going to say, after being over Facebook today, I saw lots of moms who said, you know, we have to fulfill the 180 days in our school and before we can quit for the summer. And I'm all for that. But here's the deal. I don't know what it is with you moms and 180 days and why you think only certain days count. Because as I was trying to make the argument, on Facebook, that, you know, when you go to any school, a Christian school or a private school or a public school, they count days when you don't do anything. You know, when you go and you go on a field trip to the museum, they count that as a day. When you go on for a half a day, they probably count that as a day. When you go in and you're sick and in the nurse's station, they count that as a day. When you go in and they have a field day, you know, where they're having a track and field or a special party, they count that as a day. They count everything when people show up. You know, in homeschooling, you're constantly showing up, whether you opened your books or not. And you can count those as days with 100% integrity. So that was just a freebie from Todd after reading.
Yeah, I mean, it is weird how we have insane, I don't even know what the word is, drive to follow to the letter of the law, this thing that is not even, is totally arbitrary, that is, you owe them nothing, basically, you know. It's only there because some person put it in place, but it's not even, again, they're not requiring you, most states are not requiring you to specify exactly what you did each day. They're not even requiring you to prove it. Again, there are exceptions, but most states are not, they're not intense about it. But people just feel like they have to go all the way to the umpteenth to, you know, follow it to the, not even like the letter, because a letter is way less than most people are doing. But it's just this drive of like, oh, that's what they want. When it's like, why do you really care so much what you think that they think, which is not even true. But it is wild how much we all, you know, think that
because
that
the true
something.
Measure of learning, is not measured by a calendar, a clock,
right,
or a timepiece. You know, that's not what you don't go to a restaurant and say, yeah, that was a good meal because it had the three basic food groups, you know, or the plates were clean. You don't judge it on that. You judge it on its own set of criteria for eating food, the same way as learning. You know, it's not based on any of those things, but sometimes we use those things as our basis of learning.
And well, I mean, in most states, again, not every state, there are exceptions, but you will never even interact with anyone who will ever require any proof of anything from you, ever, except maybe colleges, they might, you know, you might show them their diploma or something like that. But like, it is, I mean, you're never going to interact with some government agency that's requiring you now to do this at the end. I mean, again, there are exceptions. Certain states do require stuff to be submitted. You have to do all that kind of stuff. I get that. But just because you assume, like, there's not a homeschool auditor that goes around and just randomly checks people like that. And, you know, again, unless you're in a state that is very strict. But yeah.
And some of those people who were talking on Facebook, I looked up and I could see which states they were in, and I knew it was some of those states there were no regulations. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, nobody's going to come. But there is this fear. I mean, there was a mom at the homeschool conference who goes, well, I didn't know I had to be worried about, you know, someone kicking in my door and taking away my kids. And I'm like, you don't. That is not true. That is not a thing that we face right now. You know, if you keep him locked up and chained in a closet, you know, and that's a different thing. But if you're just homeschooling, nobody cares. So you don't have to have any fear.
Yeah. But let's call it a night and wrap it up there. I think that's a good place to end.
Okay. Well, I hope you get a little bit better weather. I hope you're enjoying these days. And again, if you're feeling like, you know, I had so many moms say, I just feel like I'm ready to be done for the year. Then, as I've always said, then be done for the year. You know, again, because your kids have learned tons and they're going to learn a lot even when you close the books. And you don't have to feel guilty about that. So have a great rest of the week. I'll see you on the other side of Washington, Spokane. Don't forget to smile.
Thanks again for listening. We appreciate you being here. As always, thank you to Teaching Textbooks for helping make the Smiling Homeschooler possible. Have a great week, and don't forget to smile.